And look, it can be a bit of a minefield when you try to put food on the dinner table. We would like to get the right amount of sugar, the right amount of salt. How much is too much? Is there too much in our food? Let's see if we can maybe shed a little light on that again today with nutritionist from the George Institute of Global Health, Claire Farron. Good morning, Claire. Let's start with the obvious question. What is the right amount of salt in our food? Is there such a thing?
Morning. The World Health Organization recommends that we don't eat any more than 5 grams of salt per day. Now, that looks like about a little teaspoon of salt, but most of the salt that we eat is already hidden in the foods that we buy, for example, packaged foods.
That does seem like a very small amount. 5 grams, I mean, you could sort of make that up by just breathing in the sea air, couldn't you?
I mean, 5 grams of salt is the maximum amount that we should actually be eating. We really only need about 1 to 2 grams for a normal physical function. However, in Australia, we are eating far more than 5 grams of salt a day. In fact, we're eating double this amount of salt. So what we really need to do is try to reduce the amount of salt that we eat. And we can do this by looking at the food labels of packaged foods and trying to choose the lowest salt.
Now, that can be a bit tricky, can't it, Claire? Because we look at a lot of the salt content on the back of the food packet, and we're certainly getting a lot more than 5 grams, aren't we?
That's right. It's very hard to know how much salt we're eating, because the foods which are often contributing the most amount of salt to our diet don't taste the saltiest. So, for example, in our recent research, we looked at the amount of salt in cooking sauces. Now, cooking sauces are a really convenient product, which are often used to make up a meal. And our research field, there's actually a huge amount of salt in cooking sauces. And many people don't realize how much salt in cooking sauces and don't know that they're actually serving up a plate full of salt for dinner.
What's the average amount that we're finding in some of those sauces, Claire?
So there was a huge range of salt in cooking sauces. We looked at the powder sauces, pasta sauces, fresh sauces, and unsurprisingly, the powdered sauces are the highest salt products. Now, you often use these to make a meal, but salt shows some powdered sauces contain 22 grams of salt per 100 grams, compared with a similar with the lowest amount of salt, which was 1.7 grams. So that really highlights to us that manufacturers can make these products with salt. And what we really need to do is to urge manufacturers to do so that we can all enjoy eating less salt and, of course, the health benefits of eating less salt.
Like you said, Claire, a massive difference, but it can be done. What would you like to see? Maybe better labelling or something like that to try and make sure that we're more aware of the products that are more at that lower end?
In the meantime, to see food manufacturers reduce the amount of salt to the lowest possible levels so that we can all enjoy eating lower salt diets. However, in the meantime, this research was done as part of a campaign by the FitCast partnership led by the Heart Foundation, which was to alert consumers to the amount of salt that's actually hidden in these packaged foods. So we would urge consumers to check the label and try and choose the lowest salt option. And low salt is considered to be about 0.3 grams of salt per 100 grams. So you're trying to choose a product which is close to that.
Yeah, it looks like the lines are getting a bit clogged up there, Claire, but I guess it does come back to us to try and make the right decisions. Do a bit more investigating on the back packets to make sure that you don't get something that's, oh, look, it's 115% salt. Not the best way to go about it. 28 past 10 at 2NURFM.